This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
I sit into the wee hours of the night, and we don't stop until the sunlight. We just keep going, cause the dog won't go down without a fight. I sit into the wee hours of the night, and we don't stop until the sunlight. We just keep going, cause the dog won't go down without a fight.
My life is like a highlight reel. Some might consider this my twilight, but depending how I might feel.
Yo, it's ODB, Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 33. You already know, Battling Bama. That's the title of this episode. We're going to actually check in with Craig Riley, get the inside scoop for everything Battling Bama. We're going to talk about the venue. We're going to talk about the ins and outs of the show. But first, want to kind of talk a little bit about the truck scene. So how's it going out there, Airhead Nation? A couple of updates I wanted to share with everyone. So my street trucks, the newest issue just came. And my last issue, which was May 2017, I think that one was lost in the mail. So I've reached out to them to say, hey, what gives? You can't stop the collection. So the June 17 issue just came, and it has a super sick C10 on the cover. It's blue. It's really radical. So definitely make sure you check out. It also has the Ridetex 48-hour C10 build, which I think Ronnie from C10 Talk, if I remember correctly, he covered that, and then it was sold. It was auctioned off. So make sure you check out that Chevy or Street Trucks cover and magazine. Also, the new truck and magazine is out. And with this issue, I definitely wanted to let everyone know it's the July 2017 issue. Now, the subscriber issue has a Dodge Ram, kind of like a flat black looking color with a red stripe. On the newsstands, it has the lifted caddy clipped Chevy badass blue pickup on the cover. So you cannot miss that at your local grocery store or where books are sold. Actually, it was shot by Wes Allison. So for everyone out there that's been reading Mini Truckin' and Truckin' for a long time and lots of automotive publications, Wes Allison's name is synonymous with a lot of classic shoots. So anytime I see his name, my ears and eyes kind of perk up because I know it's going to be classic. Now, Justin Wyatt's 92 Mitsu was shot by Phil Gordon, which is I Hate Phil on Instagram, or he's also on Twitter now. I think it's _ I Hate Phil. But Justin Wyatt's 92 Mitsu, he's an NC, so negative camber. Thing is totally awesome. It's black. It has a red graphic, kind of a stripe around it. The interior is what is insane on this truck. It's all red, so it's got red guts in it, if you will. I met him laid out at the park, I want to say last year, so a year ago, and the truck was unbelievable, and I kind of went up, shook his hand, said, dude, this truck is sick. We talked a little bit about, you know, I kind of explained to him, you know, my truck, and, you know, he gave me a lot of love, and I told him, I said, dude, you hit it out of the park with this Mitsu. Now, some of you know, I may have talked about this early in the infancy of the podcast, but when I was in middle school, there was a guy that lived near me, and he had an 88 or 89, I want to say 88 Mitsu, and it was the baddest mini truck around at that time. It had a topper. He kind of went between a topper and no topper. He had a mural on the back. He had ghost flames at one point, full stereo when he had the topper. I mean, it was a cool truck. It was like a white with the ghost flames. And I've always had passion for Mitsus. I know Ernie Macias, the guy's like the king of the Mitsubishis. But I mean, hey, Justin, awesome job, dude. That truck is insane. We tagged him on our Instagram page at Our Lifestyle, the podcast. So make sure you go out there and check it out. I don't think he's on Instagram a whole lot, but make sure you hit Justin Wyatt up and say, dude, that truck, mic drop. So generally speaking, in terms of the scene, AccuAir. So recently, I may have mentioned that I had some cartridge fittings on the VU4 that were leaking on my wife's car. And I think I know kind of what caused that over the past couple years. But regardless, I reached out to AccuAir. Always great customer service. You call them. The day that I called, I think I had to leave a message. And the very next day, they called me back, said, hey, got your information. And they give you the return authorization number. And you mail it out. You have to, you pay the shipping, basically did that, came back within a few days, and I think was good as new. So want to definitely give a shout out to them. When I was on the phone with them, we were kind of just talking about some of the newer products, and I did want to just kind of give them a shout and say that if you go to endo.accuair.com, you'll get a chance to see what the future entails, kind of like Marty McFly, right? So AccuAir's Endo Tank product line is the result of many years of engineering and accomplishments, and it really represents the largest leap forward in the air tank technology really over the past 100 years. So the ports are machined directly into the solid aluminum body and are flush with the outside of the tank. So it's really kind of modular construction, which works really, really well with tanks now, with what they've been able to accomplish. What's funny is a few years ago, from a tech standpoint, Google had announced this big project they were doing, and they were talking about, hey, we're going to make a modular cell phone. And imagine, you know, okay, the tank from an Indo-T perspective, wow, total function there, and I see it. Then you had the tech world saying, hey, we want to also do this type of thing with a modular phone. So it's like, hey, you want to upgrade your camera? Just pop the corner off, snap on another camera. Well, LG, when they launched the G5 phone, that phone wasn't really accepted very well. It had a cool concept. It looked like it had an integrated battery, but you could still pop the battery out and things such as that. So again, the thing that I'm trying to kind of say there is modular systems, in my opinion, work fantastic, but it just depends on what line of business you're in. So I truly am a supporter of AccuAir. I have AccuAir on several of the vehicles that I own. I love the product, and this is a unpaid endorsement. I just want to say again, AccuAir, great service, and they continue to press forward, if you will, with their products, and that's something I appreciate. Grindr TV's new DVD. So I actually should say new Blu-ray, because you gotta cop the Blu-ray. So we had Brian Good on recently. You heard from him. We talked a little bit about the Blu-ray, the DVD. Make sure you go out and you pre-purchase this. If you make the purchase, buy the Blu-ray, buy the DVD. But he, like he did say before, make sure that you know, you do that, because you'll get a chance to receive it pretty quickly after the release. Now, as Brian alluded, this is going to be the last one. So if you don't have Volume 1 and Volume 2, make sure you also cop those. This is truly one of those Blu-rays that, like, if you're having a house party or you're having the homies over at the house, you can easily put that on and just let it play. It's got great music, which is fantastic. And then a lot of times, like, if you like the song, just use Shazam, bam, find the song, save it to your playlist. So Brian Good and team at Grindr TV, they continue to press onward with the evolution of automotive films, and I appreciate that. So upcoming shows, really, I just want to hit on Battle in Bama. As I alluded, that is the title for this episode, and we're going to have Craig Raleigh on. You're going to hear all from him about the ins and outs of the show, so I won't give you any more details until we roll into that segment. So in the world of skateboarding, BMX, art, you know, you name it, a few things I wanted to point out. So for anyone out there kind of old school like myself, if you were a Nintendo fan when it first came out, you'll remember there was a game called Town and Country Surf Designs. It was Wood and Water Rage, also known as TNC Surf Designs. This was a very cool game. By today's standards, you know, you kind of look back and you say, eh. But back in the day, man, it was the, you know what, it was the shit. I loved playing the game. Now, I sucked at the surfing, so we'll talk about that in a minute. But the reason why I bring this up is recently, these guys, right, the original artist, have re-released kind of new artwork. And they originally came out, I think the TNC was, that if you look at their artwork, it's since 1984. So they've been around a while. The company mascots are, quote, Da Boys, end quote. And then, of course, it was Joe Cool, Tiki Man, Cool Cat. That was with a K, and Cool and Cat were with Ks. And then it was Thrilla Gorilla. You cannot forget those guys. Now, I say all of this because recently there's a guy that I follow on Instagram that's got some unbelievable bikes that he has built and kind of acquired and put together. He actually tagged them on Instagram, and you guys know I'm a huge Instagram junkie. So make sure you check out on Instagram, it's Thrilla Crew, Thrilla Krew. They have about 2,400 followers and about 182 posts. To me, it brings back a lot of memories, because a lot of you guys kind of around my age will remember the 80s and the 90s with the whole TNC surf designs. Very, very, very iconic. Kind of, I believe these guys live in Hawaii, but some of their newer shirts are like Surf All Day. They've got some of the VW Bug inspired shirts. Really iconic, you know, kind of pink and purple colors. They've got one that has the sunset on it. Oh, it says Surf All Day on one side, and then the back, I think, is Rage All Night. The really other cool thing that I like about these guys is they have, their store is on Amazon, so it's super easy. I actually bought some things from them, and when it shipped out from Amazon, it shipped within like a day. So you got to make sure, I'll butcher their names here, but the original artist, it's Steve Nazar, N-A-Z-A-R, and Ta Kawarahara. So I think almost just like the bike, I always have a hard time saying that. that one. But VW guys rejoice. They have the micro bus, as I mentioned. They've got the Surf All Day shirt, and the Thrilla Crew is the hashtag. So hashtag THRILLAKREW. So listen, the reason why I'm giving these guys a shout out, I love their iconic artwork. I love the colors. We talked on the BMX episodes recently where we talked about the colors of the gear in the 80s. The bikes, the decals. Dude, TNC Surf Designs, to me, really kind of sums it all up. Now, to go back to the game, I loved playing the game. It's one of those games kind of arcade style where it's you're trying to score the most points you can. What's funny is the skateboarding I loved. I loved playing those levels. There really wasn't an end as far as I could see. It was just you played and you played and you played until, you know, the time ran out. Now, on the surfing, the surfing freaking sucked because the controls were not easily understood. Even in the owner or the manual to the game, back when we used to read those, the controls, the description wasn't very good. So for anyone that, if your interest is piqued as it relates to this game, definitely go out on YouTube and search TNC Surf Designs NES game. And there's a really cool video where a guy basically breaks down all of the controls and explains why nobody could figure out surfing on this game. So again, I hope you enjoy the little throwback, if you will, because I'm telling you what, these pictures and the t-shirts, I mean, it's a really cool shit, man. So definitely check it out and buy some stuff on Amazon. Support the real. So music, Kendrick Lamar, he dropped the album Damn. And all I can say is damn. What an unbelievable album. I actually got in on his official website. I ordered a package, and I love when artists do this. Oftentimes, my buddy and I said 10, 15 years ago, artists should do this. Instead of just selling the album, you know, if you go to Best Buy and you buy the CD, you know, 10, 11, 12 bucks, or on iTunes, most people do it digitally now. You know, you're spending 10 bucks and you're getting the CD either digitally or you're getting the WAV format, which is, you know, the CD, right? The actual physical copy. Now, what I did was, instead of spending $10 to $15 on just the album, I stream a lot of my music now. Now, I do support artists that I really like. So with Kendrick Lamar on his official website, which it's TDE, which is Top Dog Entertainment, I actually ordered the t-shirt, autograph CD, and it comes with the digital download. And I did that because, one, it was only $25. And it was only through a certain time, so they kind of had an allotted number that would sell out and did sell out. So I kind of stumbled upon it. But when I made the order, it was $25. So it was basically $10 to $12 more than you would pay just for the album. Maybe $15 if you found it for $9.99 in terms of like iTunes. But it also came with, they're gonna send the physical copy, and that'll be autographed by Kendrick Lamar. And then there's also, and it's a limited edition CD that'll come, but it also comes with a t-shirt, which is, it just says damn on it. So to me, you know, whether you're a supporter of artists and you buy stuff or you download it for free or you stream it, however you get your content, I'm the type of person that, hey, I want to support the real. And you guys hear me say that all the time. So Kendrick Lamar, love or hate his first few albums. I love his second one. The first one was kind of like underground, Section 80. Second one, Good Kid, Mad City, unbelievable. Love that album. You know, Dre was on it in terms of some of the production. And then his next two albums got a little bit political, a little bit, you know, not my style. And then the last one was kind of like an unmastered set of songs. Well, this album to me really just kind of puts him back on the top of his game, which he has been on. It's just I didn't really feel the last couple albums. So make sure if you have Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, you know, however you stream your music, or if you want to support the real, buy that album, check it out. If you're driving the Battle in Bama next week, listen to that album front to back. It is really, really, really good. And then if you even have more time, check out genius.com, which that is originally started, as you guys heard me talk about in the past, Rap Genius. So you can go to rapgenius.com or simply genius.com, and you can read all the lyrics and the meanings behind what he's saying. And it really is unbelievable. So big ups to Kendrick Lamar. Now, Snoop Doggy Dogg, announced the new album, which is called Never Left, N-E-V-A, Left. So he never left the game. And it ties into the artwork because when he released the artwork, it's an old photo of Snoop standing in front of a famous sign in California. And it has white letters written on the post, the signpost that say Never Left. Now, I don't know if I think they digitally added the white lettering, which kind of ties in. I highly doubt that it said that all those years ago back in like 91, 92 when he first came out. But this album drops May 19th. And speaking of sales, I'm confident on this album because when you listen to the new single that he has, it has like an awesome, I'll kind of say summer vibe to it, but it also has some really, really, really iconic artists from the 90s, right? So the track name is called Mount Cushmore, and Cush is with a K. It is featuring Redman, Method Man, and Be Real. So I love Be Real from Cypress Hill. Just a really awesome song. It kind of took me back to the 90s, man, when hip-hop was really, really blazing. I appreciate the song. I know on Spotify, it's a pretty popular song. It looks like it's got 3 out of, like, you know, 5 or 6 bars in terms of popularity. But this album is dropping. It's $9.99 pre-order on iTunes. And I know I'll be picking up a physical copy because, you know, Snoop Dogg, for the most part, he's always on point. So next, in terms of music/entertainment, Tupac movie. So All Eyes on Me is on target to finally release on June 16th, 2017. So you got about a month and a half, which would have been Pac's 46th birthday, or as I say, born day. The film only took 4 months to film, which was fantastic. They shot at a lot of iconic places, including Las Vegas, where he died. But I'm telling you, this flick, it really does look to be pretty powerful. I got my hopes pretty high for it because I know that they're not going to want to, you know, portray him or make the movie. Like, they basically don't want to have a flop, right? Especially coming off the success of the NWA movie. So what I'll say there is this. I think the movie's going to be great. I think that a lot of people are going to go see it. It's going to make, you know, have some really good numbers. The other thing that I do believe, reading some recently released news, is that the soundtrack, if you remember, any music fans out there, the 90s, late 80s, I mean, it was huge for soundtracks, really 90s for hip-hop. You know, with Above the Rim soundtrack, you had Juice, you had Jason's lyric movie, a lot of kind of hip-hop inspired soundtracks. The Great White Hope was another one. That was, I think, a Samuel L. Jackson movie, but it had a really awesome Bone track on it. So, I mean, soundtracks were the shit back then. Let's just put it that way. And what I'll say is there's rumors that this is going to be a double disc. They've got some really old school hip-hop artists and producers that are going to be on this album to produce tracks and that type of thing. So I know Afeni Shakur passed away, rest in peace, last year, but I really do think that they had the right folks involved, kind of like Ice Cube. He really did the NWA movie fantastic, and then Dre, you know, obviously released his last album, you know, Compton. But this movie, let's just hope, got my fingers crossed, that it's not a flop and that the you know, the production of it is on par, on point. So next, sports. This one's quick. Got the NFL draft for all you junkies out there. I know many of you are watching this. I don't get into it as much. It's a lot of money that's involved for these first-round draft picks. I know Aaron Rodgers, back in the day, he dropped something like 20 different slots, and that impacted him with a lot of money that first day for his signing. But, you know, if you're a good player like Aaron Rodgers, a couple years are going to go by, you're going to earn that big contract, which, in my opinion, is the way it should be, and then you're gonna go on to be, you know, to basically become kind of like a Hall of Famer. So, for the most part, NFL, you know, you're going to do what you're going to do, watch it, do all that crazy stuff. But just know, a lot of those players, man, they're not going to pan out. Arena Football League, so the AFL. I will say this. I went to a game recently with my wife and son. We had a fantastic time. For me, my wife's got me into hockey a lot more, and I really enjoy watching it. There's not as many breaks. So when you go to an NFL game, it's just like timeout, TV timeout, timeout, timeout. The play, like, is very, I can't describe it. It's easier for me to watch football on TV. But AFL, the Arena Football League, it's almost a mix between hockey, football, and soccer. It's just constant, 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 and points can be scored within a few seconds. So if you haven't ever went to an Arena Football League game and there's a team in your city, make sure you check it out. Or if you're in Tampa, make sure you check out the Tampa Bay Storm games. It's hella fun. We went, brought the family. It was dollar night, so you got dollar waters, dollar sodas, dollar hot dogs. It was fantastic. So hockey, the playoffs are in full effect. My wife is stoked. The Penguins won game one, and I think they're in the second round now. So the Penguins are playing on top of their game, so we'll see what happens. The NBA playoffs. So I've been watching this as well. I know we got some NBA fans out there. We'll have to see if it's a rematch of last year with LeBron and, you know, the whole crew, Golden State. But I'll say this, it's going to be a wild ride to see who wins the MVP. I think Westbrook really probably deserves it, but I know there's been a lot of good play. But Westbrook, I think he broke the record, something like 43 triple doubles. He had way more than Ice Cube back in the day, and today was a good day, didn't he? Got to mess around and get a triple double. Freaking homies every way, like MJ, you know what I mean? Today was a good day. So you know how I do, man. I love my lyrics, love my West Coast, love my music. Here's some Lincoln updates. So Lincoln Continental, when I get a chance to do this intro myself, I get a chance to really hit upon the things I want to talk about, as well as hopefully you guys and ladies out there want to hear. So Lincoln updates, I'll say this. If you're not following Little Shop Manufacturing, make sure you do on Instagram. Eric is killing it, and the entire team is killing it with Potter's Lincoln. It's a 66 Lincoln. Yeah, convertible. I don't think there's ever going to be one built to this level. I mean, just unbelievable motor, the metal work. I mean, we know Eric is crazy, but I mean, at the same time, Potter's got a lot of money, if you will, tied up in this insane build. So I think there's builders out there that can do this unbelievable work. We know there's more than one, but I will say this. Little Shop, they really kind of bring in some great clientele, and Potter's car is going to be unbelievable. So make sure you check it out. He tags, I think Potter, it's I'm Lower or something like that on Instagram. But if you look at Little Shop MFG, you'll get a chance to see Potter's car. Also want to give a shout out to Little Shop. Eric up there, the man behind all the tools and the company, he actually sent out a free set of upper shock mounts for a Lincoln. So I went ahead and copped those from him. They're actually from Chopping Block. So thanks for that. And all I had to do is pay shipping. So it pays to be on top of social media sometimes. One of the homies, Ryan, he actually tagged me in the post. And then I hit Eric up, and because I had purchased a motor from him before and had super fantastic service of him shipping it down on a pallet, I was like, what the hell? Sent them the money through PayPal. A couple days later, shock mounts ended up here. So thanks, man. Huge shout out to Jeff from Devious Customs. He's still doing his thing, knocking out these sick Lincolns. And I'll say, dude, it's almost like there's no tomorrow. I mean, he's becoming really the top-notch shop to bag these cars, lay them out. He's got the transmission cross member, which I'll be adding to JFK Ride. He's got that full kit, that front that he's working on. I don't think he's released yet. With the spindles, all I'm telling you is it's a little bit of money, but it's well worth it from what I can tell. Fantastic service that Jeff always provides. So make sure you check out that hashtag, GoBeDevious. Okay, here's some tech updates for everyone. So Apple's yearly WWDC event is set for June. WWDC stands for Worldwide Developer Conference. And as you know, every June, usually the first week or so, Apple announces some, you know, their new operating system. So they'll talk a little bit about, more than likely, it's assuming going to be called iOS 11. That's the natural progression, unless they change up the naming convention. And we're really stoked for that. So kind of looking forward to see what's the next thing that they do. Now, in terms of recent products from a tech standpoint, and especially speaking of Apple, I will say this. I picked up a set of the AirPods. I was luckily able to get my hands on making a purchase, and I really, really do love the AirPods. For some of you guys, including myself, I know in the very beginning I was a little skeptical, and I know a lot of the haters out there on the different tech blogs were really kind of reinforcing that they're going to fall out of people's ears, and it's one size fits all, and that's just not going to work, so on and so forth. Totally agree, and we'll talk a little bit about the improvements potentially that I see. But to start off with the pros, they're totally wireless. They're super simple to use, so that's kind of Apple's motto. Super easy to set up. So as soon as you open the little, I'll call it little case that they both magnetize into, if that's a word, then you'll see it pop up on your iPhone or your iPad. And hey, it makes the syncing process super simple. You know, gone is the, let me turn on Bluetooth, let me fumble around and figure out how to put it into Bluetooth pairing mode. I think we've all experienced that, and that can be a kind of a pain. Super simple. Also, the iCloud syncing with the W1 chipset that they have in this device, they're basically able to, you know, help with that ease of setup, but also it syncs across iCloud devices. So if you sit down at your computer and you have a Mac, or you jump over on your iPad, it's as easy as just going in and saying, okay, you know, it's connected, but you know, you just want to basically make that your audio source. So I jump between the Mac that I'm using now for the podcast, and then I also jump between an iPad Pro and the iPhone 7 Plus. So I'm constantly in between these devices, and it makes it super, super simple. So if you're on the fence about getting a set, make sure you pick a set up. I know they're really hard to get right now, and I'll just say, hey, they're worth the money. Now, what do I believe ODB will be improved for the Gen 2 hardware or Generation 2? So a couple things I would say. The battery life, I think, is good for wireless for how small they are, because that battery has got to be like a watch battery. But I do think, from an improvement standpoint, that these devices will continue to have better battery life. It'll be increased. I'm on conference calls constantly, and I want to say, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours go by, and I start to get the beep in my ear that they're starting to go dead. So I'm still kind of in between. When I have to pull them out, I throw them back in the charging carrying case, and as they start charging, I have to take out my Lightning EarPods, and I have to plug those in and use those until the others charge. They do charge pretty quick, but again, I can see improved battery life. I know this isn't going to be anytime soon, but I would love kinetic charging. So as I'm walking, if those devices could capture that energy and charge almost like some of those watches do that require no battery. But again, I think that that's pretty far off. I do think offline Siri functionality will be something that will be experimented with. So if you think about today, if you're paired to the Apple Watch and there's no Wi-Fi, and let's say you're out jogging, there's only so much that you can do. So like, you can use the Apple Watch to adjust the volume of the AirPods, and you know, you can use your Apple Watch if you have music on it to change the track. But I do think there'll be some sort of functionality that will allow for me to say, you know, a command that I want to do, and that'll work better. For me, at least, if you're out running, riding a bike or whatever. Now, I do think I'll kind of add into that as well, that I do believe, as everybody does, for the most part in the tech world, that Apple will release an LTE connected Apple Watch. I think that's inevitable. That's going to be maybe this year. We'll have to see. The rumors last year was that they couldn't make it happen because of battery life challenges. As you know, and maybe you don't, but if you're ever in a place where you don't need to use your phone, but you want to take photos, if you put your iPhone on airplane mode, that battery will last a long, long time. The LTE connectivity and the 3G connectivity, that's really what drains a lot of the battery, because it's constantly connected to that network. So oftentimes, if I'm at a car show and I know that I don't want anyone to get a hold of me, I can just put my phone on airplane mode. So that's kind of like what I'm talking about there from a perspective of the offline functionality. If I don't have an LTE connected Apple Watch, you know, I'd like to be able to use some different functions instead of having to, you know, reach over on the watch. I'd like to be able to, like, double tap, if you will, on the AirPod and be able to say, you know, go to the next track or pull up music from such and such artist. You know, that's kind of what I'm getting at. So the cons, if you will, we talked about the pros. The cons really are, they're not easy to repair. So there's a website that dedicates itself to ripping apart brand new devices and tech. So really the biggest con there is that you can't fix these or repair these yourself. But really, at the end of the day, I mean, who's going to look to repair these? It's great you take them into Apple if you're having a challenge, and then, you know, if it's a manufacturer defect, which we really haven't seen any with this device, then they'll swap them out. But I don't recommend anyone trying to repair these or take these apart. They're almost kind of throwaway from what I read. Also, one size fits many, but not all. So mine don't fall out of my ears when I'm running or bicycling. However, I know that there were some people that were saying that they had to return them, simply because they didn't stay in their ear. So I do think that there'll be some either accessory they launch, almost like a silicone type thing that Bose has had with their different earphones, in-ear earphones, or Apple will come out with like maybe like two different size type thing. So more to come on that. I just wanted to kind of give a little bit of insight into some tech updates there as far as Apple goes. The last couple things I have is cartoon fans rejoice. So if you're a cartoon fan, Boomerang, so some of you have this channel. I do not have this channel anymore, and I wish that I did. I love the old school cartoons. Boomerang Cartoons app for iOS was released. So if you've got an iPhone, you can download the app, and you can do, it's $5 a month fee, but that's if you pay for the whole year in advance. So I think it comes out to, actually, I think it's $5 a month, or it's $39.99 per year, which is like $3 and some change per month. Now, there's no option yet to log in with your cable or satellite subscription service like many services offer. But what this really means is you can, you know, like myself, I can buy into that, you know, $3.33 or whatever per month and watch it on my phone. Now, you're probably thinking, hey, I don't want to watch shit on my phone all the time. Well, either do I. They did announce that there is an Apple TV app that's coming soon. It's not out yet. But to me, once it comes out, I'm definitely going to buy into it, because then on the go, I can watch cartoons with my son, the old school ones, not the new ones. Or when I'm at home, I love the newer Apple TV. I think it's the fourth gen, where you can download the apps to it, and then you can just watch your stuff there. The last tech update that I have is Instagram. So you guys know, you've heard me say it over and over, I am an Instagram junkie. Now, Instagram has a cool new feature where you can long press the ribbon icon. Now, the ribbon icon is essentially there for you to save an item that you... Or like a photo that you like. So like, let's say, for instance, I'm going to repost something on the podcast page. I can click the ribbon and it goes into that ribbon folder. And then I'm able to kind of go back to it in, you know, the near future. And because there's so many photos out there, I just want to be able to kind of bookmark what photo I like and I want to go back to. Well, what Instagram recently did was they enhanced this. So now you can long press the ribbon icon and you can add like that photo or that pic into a folder. So for instance, if I like, you know, BMX bikes, I now long press on a photo, and instead of it just going into that main ribbon folder, when I long press on it, I'm able to select or create a new folder. So now when I go into my ribbons or my bookmarks, I'm able to go into BMX, mini trucks, you know, Mitsubishis, airbags, you know, whatever folder I set up. And I love that. Oftentimes I have to go into my settings and figure out what photo I liked, because I'll be like, man, a week ago, there was something, but I didn't have a lot of time. And I don't like to take screenshots of everything, because then I end up with like thousands of screenshots in my phone, which I currently have. And, you know, if there's a product that I want to buy or something like that, I forget, you know, there's just so much stuff out there. So what I'll do is now I'll save it into that bookmark, and bada bing, bada boom, ODB, I can go back in, find my stuff, good to go, make my purchases and whatnot. So last but not least, definitely want to give a huge shout out to Sparkles Detail. They're going to be at Battle in Bama. You definitely want to go by, check out Tim and Tanya, buy some of those Croftgate products. Make sure you tell them Our Lifestyle the Podcast sent you. Additionally, Aftermath Designs. So we got the man, the myth, the crazy dude. And Doug has really been putting it down for a long time in terms of putting out vinyl products, like truck club logos, those type of things. Just check out on Instagram, it's Aftermath Designs. Make sure you tell Doug that we sent you. Now, if you're a show promoter or you've got your hands in, you know, putting together events and things like that, he can do trophies, all kinds of badass stuff. And he actually just did one with us recently, or for us. Mike Murray and Vic had kind of worked this with Doug, and we're going to give away the Our Lifestyle the Podcast Choice Award at Battle in Bama. So just recently, I posted that photo on our Instagram page. Make sure you check it out. Make sure you tell Doug OLP sent you. Also, In the News plaques. So make sure that you're following In the News Inc. on Instagram. We've got the big homie Ryan over there. When your truck is featured in a publication, Ryan and the team is going to reach out. You want to say yes, 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 yes. You want to purchase that plaque. I believe often when you pay in advance for the plaque, it's free shipping, which comes out to a good savings, because that comes in a big, nice kind of flat type box packaging. So make sure you're getting those plaques for your features, whether it be a local magazine, anything in the newspaper, anything in online, for online magazines. They do it all. When you post photos of said feature, make sure you tag In the News Inc. Lastly, Grindr DVD, you already know. So I talked about it earlier. Make sure you're following Grindr_TV on Instagram. Tell Brian Good and the guys, the whole team, Our Lifestyle the Podcast sent you. Okay, and then I gave a shout out prior, but Mini Truckin' is not dead on Instagram. They are killing it. So it's Mini Truckin_is_not_dead. You get the idea. Mini Truckin' is not dead. This page is blowing up. I saw it when it was at a few hundred followers. He is now at 2,300 followers, just under that. So fantastic job. and love seeing all the photos. It's really Mini Truckin' inspired, and we will continue to push that page because that page is on point. Well, that's it. ODB, that was my intro. Hope you guys enjoyed listening to all of the awesome stuff that I love to talk about. If it's a product that I support, I tell you what, I tell everybody, get behind it. You know, you got to be down for the revolution no matter the outcome. You know what I'm saying? So, ODB, I'm out. Enjoy this interview with Craig Raleigh. And just know, episode 34 is coming soon. We out ya. Peace. Yo, 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 it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 33, titled Battle in Bama. You already know, you're rocking with the best. I just want to welcome our homie, Craig Raleigh. How's it going, man?
Man, we're doing good, man. How are you?
Dude, everything is good. It's April. Things are looking great, and we're ready for the show. We're going to talk all about it, man. But how's the family been? How's everything been going on your side?
Everything's going great, man. We've been extremely busy all year getting this this event ready, and fam's good, and I can't complain, man. All good on my end.
I love seeing your updates with the family, and we just had Easter recently, so it's always good to sync up with someone like yourself, Craig. You support us, we support you, so we appreciate that. But as we jump in to the podcast, I wanted to kind of start off with like Battle in Bama, right? So that's the title of this episode, and wanted you because you know we know you can rattle this information off like Mike the Mayor does with his shows, but can you give us a quick rundown of kind of the high level show info?
Absolutely, man. We've got Battle in Bama on May 5th through the 7th at the USS Alabama in Mobile, Alabama. And it's on Cinco de Mayo. So we're going to be celebrating big time. And we're ready to rock, man. We're ready to go. We've got our host hotels are sold out. We've got two hotels left in the town. And that's the Holiday Inn Express and Comfort Suites. And I just checked on those guys, and they've got, I think, 19 rooms at one left and 10 on the other. So this town is sold out and it's ready. We're ready to rock.
We cannot wait. We got to book. I'm bringing the family in. We're going to talk about kind of the family atmosphere. But
definitely,
I'm telling you, you did a fantastic job really kind of bringing in a lot of folks for this show, and we're going to talk about that. But, you know, as we kind of talk about the show in terms of social media, the one thing I've noticed, and I know Mike and Vic have as well, you really embrace social media a lot, and we like that. How has social media helped really build the excitement of the show, Craig?
It's huge, man. You know, social media is obviously the thing to promote anything. You meet so many people that I did not know, people that I put their vehicles to faces now. It's an amazing outlet for all of us, and we highly utilize it for this event, and it's turned out very, very well.
Well, a couple things I wanted to point out. So Our Lifestyle, the podcast listeners, the Airhead Nation, want to make sure that you're following on Instagram. Just type in Battle in Bama. It's all together. Or you can go on your computer if you're sitting there listening, just type in Instagram.com/Battle in Bama, again, all together, and you're going to land on the page. One of the things I really like that Craig does is he is also posting the USS Alabama and kind of playing that theme into the overall show. As you mentioned earlier, it's the USS Alabama, and it's the, you know, it's the park, it's the actual ship and things like that. So how does Instagram help from an overall perspective? I see that you get to kind of post a lot of photos there, man.
Man, it reaches a lot. And, you know, we post our photos, and I think, you know, the theme obviously is with the battleships, so we are definitely gonna be blowing up the coast in May. And I tell you, it's a huge outlet. Instagram's huge, Facebook is huge. We get a lot of hits everywhere. We've got a lot of comments and get a lot of response, and a lot of people are digging it, man.
Yeah, so definitely make sure you check out Instagram with Battle in Bama. Now, when you look at Facebook, the other thing that I like is oftentimes there's a Facebook group that you know gets a lot of traction, but with Craig, you know, he keeps it real simple. If you just go to facebook.com/battleinbama, same kind of theme, you're going to land on the main overall external page. And there's a lot of photos there as well. And that is also another avenue and outlet. And I think, Craig, you have to remind me, do you also have another Facebook group, or was it just that main overarching page?
That was just the main one. That was it.
Yeah, and I see that you posted a lot of information about certain individuals that are coming in. So you're able to kind of give shout outs and really reinforce, you know, and that's a cool thing you're doing.
Well, that's what a lot of people don't get recognition. And that's why I wanted to make sure that we put faces to the vehicle, families to the vehicle that's coming, kind of let them people know where they're coming from. And, you know, that's, you know, if that was me looking at that, I'd be proud. I'd be happy to see that, you know, that people are actually recognizing, hey, you know, I am coming to their show, or yeah, they, you know, my vehicle is coming there. And, you know, it just really puts faces to the vehicles and lets people know just what kind of a premier show that we are.
Yes. And that's the reason for social media, if you will. You're able to really connect a lot of people, diverse people that may not have known about a show and that type of thing. So I like how you use it to showcase, if you will, yes, some of these individuals. And that's great, man.
I will tell you. And, you know, another avenue we went with is we synced up with Low Life Mike for the commercials that we started doing towards the end of our run. And we've I think we filmed 4 commercials, and we've got another one coming out real soon. And man, you talk about traction, that was a great avenue, and Mike does a fantastic job.
Yes, and I wanted to mention, if you go on YouTube and you search Low Life Video, so Low Life is together and then Video is separate, you'll see that premiere episode that Low Life put out. But on Instagram, we mentioned this on the last podcast, you can check out Low Life Video, and you'll see the video that Craig is referring to. And that video was a fantastic shout out. It was very short and sweet. And that's really what, whether you're a millennial or you're a little bit older like myself, we just tend to want things very kind of to the point and not a lot of fluff, right? So to speak.
Right.
So I loved the video. How did that interaction, like, you know, how did you team up with Low Life Mikey and the crew there?
You know, it was kind of ironic. Brian came down from Grindr to the house, and we were talking, and Mike was with him, and we just got to talking, and you know, I was trying to, you know, throw things out there, and Mike was throwing things out there to me, and we just kind of synced up and said, you know what, let's do some small stuff and see what kind of traction we get. And sure enough, it took off like wildfire. I've gotten so much great response from that, that it's definitely going to be a yearly thing that we do.
Yes, and it goes back to the power of social media. So fantastic. If you haven't seen that short, about a minute clip, make sure you search Low Life Video on Instagram, and it's only a couple videos back. Low Life Mikey's a fantastic individual, very talented.
He's amazing.
Yeah, and when you see his YouTube channel, he also kind of comments back when other people comment. I put a comment out there. He's a great dude. So make sure you support Low Life Video. And as I mentioned on the last episode, Grindr, Brian Good, you know, he links up with Mikey, and, you know, they kind of work together. So it's good that, as Brian had mentioned, there's plenty out there for everyone to be able to bring content to us, because we're all content heavy. We all, you know, we want more and more and more. You know what I mean?
Right.
So good stuff. Now, Battling Bama, I know, to me, on the outside looking in, it seems like a family-oriented event. Can you provide some insight into how the show isn't just for crazy mini truckers, but it's also for kids, families, you know, if you will? They're welcome too, right?
Yeah, we promote a family atmosphere, laid back. This is a laid back show, and you know, from day one when we put it together, I wanted to make sure that we can actually put a show on that guys like us that have families will bring their families, because some shows we won't bring our families. But this one is definitely one to bring the family, bring the kids. There's so much to do. That's why we picked the venue with the battleship, the planes, submarines. The kids have, you can keep them busy for 2 to 3 days straight if that's all you wanted to do, is just tour everything. So it's above and beyond just the show itself. It's about the venue as well. And you can definitely utilize both. And we definitely promote it. We promote a no tolerance family atmosphere. So we definitely are laid back.
That's what's up. True words spoken by Craig Rowley. I love it. And
right.
Vic and I have talked about this in the past, and I brought this up on the podcast. It's really great when you can attend an out-of-state event, or if you're in Alabama, you cruise over to the show. There's so much to do. It doesn't have to be 24/7 trucks. You enjoy the show. You got fantastic rates to get in. We'll talk a little bit more about that. You get in, you enjoy the show, whether you're a showgoer or you got a vehicle there, and then you can kind of explore a little bit. And that's kind of what the podcast is about. We talk heavily on trucks and cars and so on, but we also like to kind of explore other things, BMX, things such as that. So,
but we give it best of both worlds in my eyes. I mean, you got the best of both worlds at this venue. You'll have the premier cars and trucks in the country coming down, plus the number one attraction in Alabama. I don't think you can go wrong.
Dude, I don't think so either. So tell us about DJ Gitlow. It's my understanding he'll be spinning on the ones and twos, man.
Man, dude, he's going to be jamming. He was there last year. He set up on the ship for the pre-party, which is something that we're going to talk about. Let's face it. Who has a pre-party on a battleship?
Dude.
At any show? There's nobody.
That's what I'm talking
about. And so we've got a pre-party that's catered, and every year has a theme. And this year we went with Mexican food for Cinco de Mayo. DJ Gitlow's going to be up there spinning. We've got tables and chairs with giveaways. We're going to be giving out. We're going to be giving away Yetis and Costa sunglasses, and we've got a donk board we're going to give out. So I mean, we've got a lot of things going on, and that's just the pre-party. So you got a battleship pre-party, and then you go to the show, and I mean, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing weekend for everybody.
Love it, man. And DJ Gitlow, I spent some time with him a couple years back at SEMA. Had a great time. Got a chance to know him. You can look him up on Instagram. It's DJ Gitlow, Getlow. But he's a fantastic dude. And what he does, I love, like at these type of shows where he's gonna play like a lot of music that, man, just with the sunshine coming down, you got the cars and trucks, the battleship in the background, it really makes for a fantastic event, dude. So I'm super stoked about it.
I will say it will be epic.
Yes.
Believe me.
Yes.
It's going to be epic.
Yes. It's going to go down in mini truck history and automotive scene history, if you will.
I was telling everybody, this is going to be history breaking. I can promise you it's going to be amazing. And we've got all the best photographers coming in, all the best, the DVD companies are coming in. So it's definitely the sights are set for May 5th through the 7th.
That's what I'm talking about. Going to blow the coast up, man, like Craig
Absolutely.
Said earlier. So when you talk about this pre-party, obviously on the front of the battleship, not everybody gets a chance, even, on a normal vacation, to visit a battleship. And that's one of those kind of main attractions. So explain to us, do we have to get frisked down and then get on the ship? I mean, how does it work? Because they usually do tours and stuff, right?
Yeah, so here's how it works. The pre-party starts at 6 and it ends around 9:30. You have to be registered for the show to get in. You'll go to the gate, you'll have your wristband on, and then we'll guide you up to the top. And from there, you'll be greeted with all the food you can eat. It's a buffet style, and all the drinks. And it's non-alcoholic, so we can't have any alcohol on the ship, but drinks, food, music, camaraderie, and just kind of looking around the ship. You can actually walk around it. So yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Dude, I'm really looking forward to it. I know some of you guys are probably thinking, man, ODB, you're a little crazy, but I'm telling you what, I'm looking forward to visiting the ship and getting a chance to walk on it. I think that's really, to use Ronnie from C10's word, rad. It's really rad-ass, dude, and I'm looking forward to it. I think the food and drinks is the icing on the cake, and what a great way to kind of give back for all the folks that are registered for the event. So, I tip my hat to you, Craig. What a great idea, man.
That's what it's all about, man. It's all about giving back. I've been in the scene for a very, very, very long time, and I want to make sure that people enjoy themselves, but also give back to where they can actually come and enjoy themselves with their families that they choose and just have a laid-back atmosphere.
You know it. So next topic is trophies. Now, we all know, mini truckers, we don't go to shows to get trophies. It's really the icing on the cake. Sometimes it's the pat on the back from the scene or from that particular show for a job well done on a lot of hard work and effort put into a vehicle. So many... From what I understand, some of the clubs were going to possibly have an award that they were going to give away. But what I wanted to really kind of talk most about is, can you give us some insight into the actual kind of trophies and any kind of specialty awards that you wanted to mention?
So what we got is I went out and I got a couple people involved. And obviously Doug from Aftermath is involved. We've got Welch's Chop Shop involved. And we also have Joel Candelosi from Louisiana doing all the custom painting on the 18 Best of Awards. They're going to be custom painted bombs.
Okay.
I also have a Top Gun 10 which is made by Welch's Chop Shop, and that's this is all theme related, so we kind of kept the theme of our show. So it's got the Top Gun 10, and then our Best of Show, but we also have Top 100. We have Top 50 car and Top 50 truck.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's gonna be awesome, man. I mean, these awards are gonna be amazing. Again, I mean, you got the best of both worlds. You've got a great venue with a great show, with all the premier rides from across the country coming down. So I don't see how anybody can go wrong by coming here.
Yes, and if you're working that weekend, ODB approves this message, call out. If you're a paramedic, don't call out. But seriously, if you can make it, you got to go. You got to hit Battle in Bama. Like I said, some of you guys are on the fence. I don't know how, but bottom line is you got to be there. Now, one thing I wanted to kind of jump back to was, can you give us some insight into the cost for, like, for instance, I think there's bands for the 1 day or the 2 days, right?
Yes. So what we have is to register the vehicle, it's $40. It's $40 plus you get two wristbands for the weekend. You get if you just want to, you know, spectate, it's $10 a day or $15 for the weekend.
Got
and
it.
Yeah, so it's
perfect. Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. Yeah. And a lot of the folks, like, you know, you're going to register your vehicle and then bam, it's icing on the cake because, you know, you're going to spend, you know, basically $15 a person to get in. And now you've got an awesome show vehicle that you're going to enter, and bam, you've got your bands for the weekend, including, as Craig mentioned, you got the pre-party. So really, when you look at the value, that's what a lot of us at in this day and age. I mean, there's tremendous value right there, man.
A huge amount of value. And like I said, the pre-party alone is worth its weight in gold.
Dude, I'm feeling that.
Because we've got some authentic Mexican food. We've got some great caterers. Let me just put it to you like that.
Nice. So speaking of kind of spectating, registering, and that type of thing, when we look at attendance, the great thing about social media, and you hit on it, you often get a chance to see who's coming ahead of the game. So can you talk a little bit about, from what I understand, man, people are going to be coming from, I mean, miles and miles in different states away. So what's the deal on that, man?
I'll never want to say a number because I don't know. It's not about the number to it's not about the number to me. Because we're going to have a great time if we have one vehicle or 1,000 vehicles.
For sure.
We're going to make sure that everybody has a great time. But I can tell you that I mean, I'll give you, for instance, Carlos Herrera's coming down from New Mexico with his Escalade. We've got Chico Shaw coming out of Missouri with the Nissan Titan. We've got Brian Holthouse from Ohio coming down with his Isuzu. Jason Sandusky from Kansas City. And that's just, you know, you got the Midwest. You got all the guys from Texas and Oklahoma. Team Billet's coming in. Swift is coming in.
Wow.
You know, you got a bunch of street rod guys. You got a bunch of rat rod groups coming in. We've got the Baddest Bagger competition coming down from Colorado.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm telling you, man, when you put it all together, there is not another event on the coast that's going to be quite like this.
I like it. So it's kind of like a big pot of gumbo, man. You got all the ingredients.
It is exactly right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I definitely like that. And I like what you talked about there for a moment, because I definitely wanted to say, when you look at, I know there's a lot that's involved that's behind the scenes, and I kind of hit on this in the last couple episodes. We, the showgoers, the spectators, we don't always like to see the stress side of it, because for us, it's kind of like a long weekend away. And I know as a show promoter, at least for Battle in Bama, there's a lot that goes with it. So, you know, we understand it's not, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you want to have the most vehicles that you can have. But to your point, like, you're focusing more on the experience and the value that you're giving. And I think that alone is going to really reinforce this as a top notch event across the country.
Absolutely. And that's, and you know, that's what I preach on. You know, I want people to have a great experience when they come in. I want them to get value. I want them to enjoy themselves. And I also want them to have plenty to do. You know, like I said, if they get, you know, if they see all the vehicles that are there, they have so much more to do. Not only that, but Mobile. I mean, if they want to go on tours, we have, it's called the Splash Ducks that are here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tour that comes out of the battleship area. And what you can do is, it's a boat that gets you, that puts you in the bay, and it takes you for a tour all around the water.
Wow.
And it's based at the battleship. So, I mean, it's the sky is the limit for what you can do here.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's so much to do. I think people are going to really sit back and go, Now this is the show. This is where it's at.
That's what's up right there from Craig Rowley. You heard it, man. So that's real talk right there. Now, as we kind of talk about the shirts, one of the things that I really like that you've done, we've seen this with other events, but with there's a special edition shirt. So can you give us some insight? I know you already got buddies saying, oh man, hold me one, that type of thing. So what's, like, if I really want to get my hands on this kind of mini trucking inspired, awesome, rad t-shirt, it's white, by the way, which I love. What do I have to do as a showgoer?
So, well, let me tell you a little bit about the shirt. So, yes. So what we did, you know, I'll tell you how we got to this point. So every year we're going to do a special edition shirt, and it, you know, this year just so happens to be mini trucks, because truly that is my roots. But I will tell you that we went with this. We did a competition, and we did it based on Facebook, and we did a like competition, whoever got the most likes, and then we narrowed it down from 7 to 4, and then we put the 4 winners on the shirts, on the shirt, and that's going to be our signature shirt for this year. But the shirt is again mini trucking inspired. So we went with the loud colors. We went with kind of mini, you know, the mini truck splashes and the hot fluorescence and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But we're only printing 150 of them. So, and you know, you got to be there. It's first come, first serve. I don't hold any shirts, nor will I ship any shirts out prior. You got to show up to get there. If I have any left over, great. If not, you know, that's what makes it nice about the signature shirts, because they are a limited edition. So, and they're pretty cool. I actually really like them. They're really good shirts. Really good looking.
Yes, they are good looking. And Chad Luke, I believe, was one of the vehicles that was on there, the famous Toyota Tacoma.
Yeah. Smuggler was on there, and I call it the Smuggler. So Smuggler was on there, and then we've got Tony King's tilt bed on the front. We got Nick John's silver and black in the middle. And then we've got Joe Carpenter's at the bottom with his Isuzu, right-hand drive Isuzu. So, I mean, it's a fantastic looking shirt. I've got nothing but great response on it from posting it, and I'm sure that will sell out. I'm sure they will.
You know it. And to me, I think, again, it's great. It's a great way to be able to kind of give back to the roots, because a lot of mini truckers will be there, and we support Craig Rowley. We want you to support Craig as well. So definitely looking forward to getting my hands on one of those 150. And I might even also ask, you know, because lately I have too many show shirts. So my wife's like, well, you need to quit buying show shirts. And I'm like, well, that's the problem. I got to support the events. You know, I want to support the scene. I want to support the cause. So lately I've resorted to getting them autographed by, you know, the people that either have their trucks on there or awesome. the you know, the person that's putting the show on. So eventually I'll hang them all up in the garage. You know what I mean?
That's a fantastic idea. I think I'm going to take one and get the guys to sign it. So I got it for myself. That's a great idea.
Boom. Right there. That's what's up. OLP, Craig Rowley, right. You know, we're together again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Almost like the Dr.
Teamwork.
Dre. Exactly.
Teamwork, dream work.
Right? Yeah. That's what I always say. Teamwork makes the dream work. So vendors, right? You have all these vendors, and we've seen some showcased. You've done a great job of showcasing kind of the premier vendors and things like that you're working closely with. So were there any of those you wanted to kind of give a shout out before we kind of talk about who will be there possibly selling items?
Absolutely. We'll go over them real quick. And absolutely. Every year, Metal Brothers Hot Rods will be our title sponsor. We have Performance Rod and Custom out of Indianapolis coming down. We have Sparkles Detail from North Alabama coming down with detail products. That is our title sponsor and our co-title sponsors. We have Pro Performance out of Arizona coming in. We have Hammered Weekend Wear. We have Drop 'Em Wear coming, and so many more. I mean, to rattle them off, it's yes. kind of tough, but we've got quite a few, and we've got such a great variety from our food vendors. We got Egg Roll coming down from Egg Roll Hut. He's coming in, which done a fantastic job. He's done a great job. D&D, out of Louisiana is doing our Cajun food this year. So we've got some good stuff, man. We got some good food, good atmosphere, good people. Number one attraction, Battle and Bama. That's where it's at.
That's what's up. Now, Pro Performance, we always hear those ads on Ronnie's podcast, C10 Talk. Can't wait to meet those individuals. They really have some awesome products. So definitely looking forward to that. Now,
Travis is amazing. Travis is an amazing guy, man.
I want to meet Travis for sure. I'm going to add that to the list.
Definitely.
For the weekend. Now, when we think of shows, oftentimes these bigger shows, you sometimes have some vendors. You kind of mentioned some of the food vendors, which I love because you don't have to travel off site. But what about some of these products that you mentioned? You know, I know John will be there with Jen and team selling and slanging their clothing with Chad as well. But do you have any other vendors that may be selling parts if anybody is interested in picking up some bags and things like that as far as you know?
Yeah, definitely. I got Pro Performance. He's bringing some stuff out. I've got layandbody.net. He's coming down from Missouri, and he's bringing bags and compressors and whatnot, fittings. And, you know, I've kind of, what I've done is I don't like to just flood the whole show with the same kind of vendors. So yep. I've kind of put, you know, if I'm going to have, let's say, for instance, if I'm going to have a guy selling bags, I'm going to just put two guys instead of having four or five guys. So,
yeah.
You know, so they're not competing against each other and then none of them do well. So we want to make sure that everybody does well. And that's what I've done. So,
yeah, I like that idea. So Airhead Nation, make sure, you know, bring some extra bucks, because the thing that I've learned when you go to these shows, these vendors, they're there to support the scene. They're there to also make a living. And when you buy local and you buy at shows and you pay cash, or, you know, many of them take the credit cards with the different little swipe deals.
Oh, yeah.
It helps everyone. And like I said, you know, buy some shirts from the different vendors, including Craig, and make sure you support the scene, because the scene continues to support us and our lifestyle, the podcast.
I will tell you that, you know, we've got some builds that's actually going to be debuting at the show. And some of the ones that I haven't even seen yet that I keep hearing about is, well, you know, we got Kate Simpson coming down with her mini truck out of Chicago.
Okay.
She just built that. And I don't think anybody's seen anything on that vehicle. So that's going to be a fresh new build. Sketchy's Speed Shop from Texas is coming in. They're debuting a car. We got a bunch of guys just doing upgrades and whatnot. Joe Murph is coming out with his C10. He's completely redone some things on it. We got, God, I mean, just a bunch of guys, man, just going to be debuting their stuff out.
That's what I'm talking about. And Craig, I'll say this, and I know this was in the back of your mind as well, from the real Matt Smith from Ocala. I know he's, you know, he debuted his truck in the past about a little over a year ago, but he kind of has...
It's going to be a re-debut.
A re-debut, which is great, because what a great guy the real Matt Smith is from Ocala. He had a little bit of a tragic event in terms of the vehicle, not tragic in terms of anyone hurt, which is fantastic, you know, that no one was hurt. But he's, you know, he's been pedal to the metal. I stopped by his house a few weeks ago after a trip to St. Augustine, and got a chance to see the truck. It's coming along well. He keeps us all updated on social media as well. So looking forward to seeing that in that awesome scene.
We chit-chat every week, and I tell you what, him and his family are amazing people. I'm looking so forward to them coming down to re-debuting their vehicle for Battle in Bama, and I just love hanging out with them. They're just great people, man. Really good people.
Very humble. And that's what the scene's about, man. You got to grind hard and stay humbled. I forget who quoted that, but I see that on Instagram sometimes and wish I could steal it. But grind hard, stay humble.
That's right.
That's what's up. So being a show promoter, as far as Battle in Bama, right? I can call you a show promoter, right? Because, you know, you're promoting Battle in Bama. Why do you think, Craig, I mean, this is a serious question. Why do you think it's important to support other shows and other show promoters when you're in a position like yourself?
Well, you know, the thing about it is that if you expect them to support you, then you need to support them. But, you know, with me being in the scene for so long, I love supporting everybody, you know, and that's, and, you know, I don't expect anything back from that. But obviously, as show promoters, if you expect anybody to support you, then you need to support them. Bottom line.
Yes, and I totally got it. The thing that comes to mind for me is last week or the last episode, I had Brian Good on. And I had every intention to go to Forbidden Fantasy. I know it was the 20th event.
So did
And things like that. And you know, for me, not to make excuses on my side, I had some stuff come up at work with a Galaxy pre-order, and I really couldn't dump that on a fellow employee. I had to handle my project. So I had to pull back. But when I had Brian on, the great thing, when I had mentioned that, hey, I couldn't make it, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, man, you said you were going to come and this and that. It was a legitimate reason why I didn't. And he just said, hey, there's a lot of shows out there, and you can't make it to them all. But the thing that I like about yourself, Mike Murray, there's a lot of other guys out there, they go and they support those other events, because the way I look at it is, if I'm a show promoter, I'm somewhat of a business, right? And to do good business, you have to support each other. And I know there's sometimes beefs, whether that be in hip hop or in real life and things like that. And I don't care what show it is or what country it is. It's just, I wish we could all, you know, get along and support the scene and continue to further the scene. And that's what I like that you always do, man.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And I tell you, you know, I had every intention to get to, you know, Forbidden Fantasy show, but again, work called, and just like you, I didn't have much of a choice, and I couldn't get back in time to leave on time. So,
yep.
It was unfortunate, but Brian understood, and we move on.
Yeah, so that's it, and we check it in for next year. You know, we add it to our calendar or whatever, our phones, and say, hey, remind me to book my travel in 6 months or whatever. So
got
to use Siri to your benefit. So a few other things I wanted to kind of talk about as we transition more away from the show promoting and the whole Battle in Bama. So, you know, hey, tell us a little bit about, you know, you've got some cool projects that you've had in the works. I'd like to kind of hear, and I know Airhead Nation would as well, about the different vehicles you got going on, man.
So we've got flat broke, and it's about to get a motor makeover is what I'm going to call it. And it probably won't be out till next year. So we're going to pretty much put a Saran wrap on that and do some upgrades. The hot mess is my tea bucket, and I just got that back, and it's had some motor makeover, and she's real strong now. And then I've got Krusty, the 59 Impala that my wife has. She went ahead and got some upgrades on the suspension and a bunch of just fine tuning, so we can actually drive that vehicle to the shows this year. Because our goal is to drive it from here to Oklahoma to Slamboree. So we're getting it ready. Let's just say that. And other than that, we've got a couple surprises in the works. So we're gonna keep those hush for right now.
Heck yeah, man! That 59 Impala, by the way, is so slick. I love the carry all. I think it is that was featured. We talked about that before. But man, what a cool truck! I was looking at photos of it the other day again, and I'm just like in amazement how great that flat paint looks on it. I think it was totally flat paint, right?
Yeah, it's flat on flat. Yeah,
flat on flat, man. It really looks badass. So, you know, you've got a lot going on as far as the vehicles. Now, another thing I wanted to mention is I know you got to be excited for our friend over at Grinder TV, Brian Good.
Oh,
his name always comes up. You're in good hands with Brian Good. So Grinder TV Volume 3 Blu-ray is on the verge of being released. How excited are you to see that feature of Flat Broke?
You know, I'm super pumped because, you know, I thought it was going to be out for Forbidden Show, and that's why I was trying to get the panel truck out there, so when he debuts the disc, the truck is there, and along with the S10 that was or the GMC Sonoma that was debuted on the cover. But he's actually debuting it for our show, so it's gonna be the first show that he'll be selling the DVD. So everything's kind of came together, let's say, for that. And I'm super excited for Brian, and me and Brian work well together on a daily, and he is definitely a good partner. So I appreciate him very much. He's done a lot for me and my show.
That's great. Now, another thing that I noticed the other day, we were texting back and forth some photos, and for some reason you had sent me a photo of an Amigo, and it was one of your old builds. And for some reason, I remember this coming up either in a news feed or I saw it in Mini Truck, and I don't know where, but it stuck in my mind. So that had to have been cool. What was it? A buddy of yours text you a picture of the old Amigo that you built?
Yeah. So he hit me up. He's like, hey man, this thing's on Instagram. That's your old one? I'm like, yeah, it's actually the old one. And that was, it was kind of wild because I posted, that's the only picture I've ever seen of it. I don't have any pictures of that because it was the white and purple one that I posted up a while back. And then after I wrecked it, we rebuilt it and we totally did a makeover on it. And then I sold it right after. And, so I never had a picture of it, and it's just so ironic that it shows up on Instagram. So
yes, it's weird how that stuff comes back. I know some people probably are saying, ODB, you need to stop posting old photos, because sometimes I'll keep tagging, you know, people, and they're just like, man, they're probably thinking I'm sick of this. But you know, for the majority of us, we love it, and especially for like you've had your hands in so many builds over the years that we kind of hit on when you were on before. It's really cool to me to be able to see those come back after all these years in terms of photos coming out.
Yeah, but you never even thought I built that one. Because, I mean, like I said, I never had any pics of it. So when I sent it to you, I'm like, look at this.
Heck yeah. And we're going to post it in kind of conjunction with this episode. And I'll kind of look to get a few more photos because we've continued to do that. A lot of times when folks just finish listening to a podcast and they're scrolling through their feed and they're like, oh, there's the one ODB was talking about. Or, you know, Craig or so on and so forth. So I think that's fantastic. Now, recently, I was looking back at a bunch of old magazines. I forever, you know, my wife sometimes, you know, jokes, you need to get rid of those. I'm like, I can't, but I do have them nice and organized. And I was looking back at a magazine that was pretty rare. It was called Trucks Mag. And I don't know how many issues there were, but I was looking at issue 43. And in the back was an old article that Courtney Halliwell had wrote, because at the time it was like him and Brian and I think even Steve Stillwell, they had all went over there after the street trucks, after they left there. And he was talking about vehicles that were iconic, that, you know, where did they end up? You know, some were getting motor swaps. Talked about Pat Nichols' pink Toyota and kind of what had happened to it and its as far as its fate. But the reason why I bring that up is, you know, obviously every time I look back at these magazines, I see Courtney Halliwell's name. And when I look at Courtney Halliwell hashtag on Instagram, it just brings back a lot of memories. I never met him, and we've talked a lot about him. But you being a negative camber, the thing that I'm where I'm kind of going with this is, you know, I know that if Courtney was here, he would be at your show and he'd be enjoying it. And that kind of really brings a smile to my face. I know it has to bring one to your face as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, he was an amazing person. You know, I won't elaborate much because, I mean, his work and everything about him speaks for himself. He was an amazing guy, and he's dearly missed. So definitely a great person.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, like I said, for all the Airhead Nation, no matter what country you're in or what state you're in, make sure you go out and support local shows. If it's another state you have to drive to, plan it ahead. Because I tell you, for myself, it's going to be about a 7-hour drive. We gain an hour going there because of the time zones, and then we, you know, lose an hour coming back. So we're going to plan ahead. We're going to caravan out early Friday morning. Really, 8 hours isn't too bad, but to get out of the state of Florida seems like forever, as you know, because you've traveled here before.
Man, dude, that's crazy. You'll spend all day in Florida.
Yes, on 75, 95, 275. It's like, man.
But I will tell you, they have the best roads I've ever traveled on.
that's not a bad thing, right? And when we went to LST years ago, it was like we were driving through Louisiana, and I think I was just like, oh my gosh, like it was, I don't know what it was. It felt like I had no shocks on my full size, man.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Louisiana's rough.
Yeah.
Real rough.
It's one of those. But so listen, as we kind of wind down here, I just wanted to kind of ask, was there anything else that you wanted to share with us?
You know, I think we covered everything. I do want to thank my staff because they worked really hard this year, you know, from my wife to the other 18 people that we have on our staff. They worked really hard this year to put on an event that's going to rock on May 5th to 7th. So you guys definitely get ready because it's going to be a great time.
I cannot wait. And when you hear Cinco de Mayo and you hear the USS Alabama and you hear Mexican food and cars and trucks, Saturday, Sunday,
absolutely,
man, it just really brings some happiness and joy to me. I know I'm going to have a 4-day weekend. I took that Friday, Monday off, and we're just looking forward to it. Our son, he doesn't know yet. He gets to stay out of school on Friday because we're leaving. He's going to leave.
Awesome.
And we're really looking forward to it. So,
well, another thing, I just want to make sure that everybody drive safe. Everybody be safe, you know, just drive careful and be safe, you know, coming here and going home. So just make sure, just stay safe. That's it.
That's spoken. That's word right there from Craig Rally. And I appreciate that. Now I do want to also give you an opportunity, cause I know you said, you recently celebrated a special kind of milestone in your life. And did you want to just mention that, for the missus?
Yeah. On April 18th was my 20th anniversary being married to my wife. And, we've been together for 25 years and, we have many more to go. So it's been a great, great, what I say, it's been a great ride. She's been a fantastic woman, and I can't thank her enough.
That's what's up right there. So if you look on newsstands in the future, you might see a book from Craig Rally that's How to Stay Married for 20 plus years, because that's a huge feat even in this
right
day
on.
And age. So good stuff. So as we kind of close it down, I just want to say, Airhead Nation, make sure you follow Battle and Bama on Instagram. Make sure you follow him on Facebook. Make sure you support this awesome event. You support Craig, because Craig is a supporter of the scene, and we approve this message, ODB. Anything else, Craig?
No, man. I thank everybody, and I thank you guys. You guys have done a great job. I thank you for promoting my show as well. And you and Mike Murray and Vic and everybody, you know, have safe travels coming up. And I look forward to seeing you guys very soon.
Dude, we cannot wait. Airhead Nation, you know how we do. We at ya. Peace. Yo, so Airhead Nation, you've made it through episode 33. We appreciate you sticking with us from beginning to end. Hopefully you enjoyed that interview with Craig Rowley. We will see you at Battle in Bama. On the next episode, we got Mike Murray and myself. We'll be back with the intro, with a little bit of banter. And we've got some special guests lined up for 34 and 35 and beyond. So we're not going to let the cat out of the bag yet. We just appreciate you guys sticking with us, sharing the podcast, rating us on iTunes, taking screenshots, posting them, sending them to your friends, clubmates, family members. We appreciate you guys, Airhead Nation. We out ya. Peace.
Yeah. been sitting on the charts like a beast share. My last album spent 52 weeks there. Almost finished with the second, you should be scared. Storm's coming, you should go inside and prepare. No shortcuts, it ain't no cheese there. I brought the whole city out like a street fair. Yeah, and fuck it, I'm the coldest white rapper in the game since the one with the bleach there. Yeah, they love it when I talk shit. I get around, yeah, I'm on my Tupac shit. I kinda feel it's no girl I could not get. I'm not found at the function if it's not lit. Yeah, it's Nathan that no one can tell me. I made it here dolo, nobody to help me. From the Bay to birthplace of the hyphy. So bitch, come and say to my face you don't like me. Like I'm always found where the trouble's at. Drinking brown shit, now I'm off a cup of that. Your girl's on me, what's up with that? If I like her, all the shit we'll really take is a double tap. Having visions of fucking an A-list singer, a Kardashian or a Jenner. But Ye's got Kim, Tiger swooped up Kylie, so it's one left, watch me go get her. Yeah, they tell me calm down. Fuck that, I'm too lit, can't calm down. I'm so drunk right now, I might fall down. I don't give a fuck how boring y'all sound. Yeah, up and down on a Wednesday. Then we do the same shit the next day. The next star out the bay is easy. Yada da mi for sure, yada da mi for sheezy.